Howdy doody do. Welcome to Papaya 9, not news.
We're going
to
do that over, right?
No, that's the start, Jonas. Okay. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
How y'all doing? Welcome to the island. Huh? Hey, how are you? Huh? What is that?
Get off the boat.
Come on, get off the boat.
Put your feet up.
Put your feet in the sand. You know, welcome to the island.
Yeah.
You know, I we got Jonas here.
I'm here.
We got our producer.
Yeah.
Fucking Alan is here.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, one time, I'm Neil. We're gonna talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about some news stories. Mm-hmm. Maybe some things that you've heard. Maybe some things that you haven't heard.
Yeah. And if you've heard it, you get a different take on it.
That's right.
You know.
We hope so.
Yeah, at the very least.
Only the hottest of takes.
Only
right?
The hottest. Only the freshest of takes.
The
freshest. the hottest mixtapes in the game. Papaya 9, the hottest mixtapes. Dat Piff.
Follow us on FFFM.com. We on Dat Piff Pirate Bay. Check us out, man. Zanga.
Absolutely. Still LimeWire all day. Get that download, that last minute virus.
Yo,
get him in.
Dude, you remember waiting, you keeping your computer on overnight for a LimeWire download?
Dude, my computer was so hot in the morning. My computer was...
Oh, Jonas. Damn. What is this for? Big Booty Bitch 6? Oh, no.
Dog. You know what was messed up? You wake up the next morning, it was still the wrong movie. It was still the wrong movie.
It loads up and it's the guy with the video camera just like in the theater. Right. Like.
Sometimes it was just porn. Yeah. That's all it was. I got a lot of that too.
You're just filming awesome, right. Like Goldmember.
Right. Like, I didn't know you could name a porn Goldfinger. You know, it's like, but you know what? I still watched it. Right, I didn't delete it.
And it. Right, because you got to keep it. It's
you
got to
keep it.
You can wait another night.
Right. You spent all this time.
It's horrible, man.
Right. We'll just go to Blockbuster now.
Oh, yeah. Blockbuster is where you would get your internet from. You remember this?
Yeah, yes, we were talking about
remember
this.
That? We were talking about this,
right? The AOL CDs.
Yes,
yes.
Did we talk about this on the pod?
No, this was off the pod.
This was off the pod, man.
So they're getting off the pod exclusive talk right
we're
now.
We're just fusing it all together, you know, yeah. For the exclusive off the pod conversation.
Yes,
right here. You know,
yeah.
You just you go to Blockbuster, get your disc, and you have new AOL. Like what?
Well, yeah, right there.
This is your new AOL.
Right.
Rent some Jumanji. get some Bunch of Crunch and grab your new internet. It's free, too.
It was free.
Free.
But here was the thing. I didn't know when to get it. That was the thing. I didn't know. You just got it because it was free.
Right.
But it was just like you didn't know when. Like our computers tell us, like, yo, you got to update right now.
Right.
We didn't have none of that.
No.
You know, you just kind of had to figure it out.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
It was kind of like, you know, when they started cloning sheep. And like the first few were kind of like half dead, you know, like we just kind of had to inject them with nutrients
right.
to keep them alive.
Right.
Those were our computers back then.
Right. They didn't have no hair. They were just naked.
They couldn't communicate any sort of
nothing.
Need for update or pain.
Nothing,
or
man. We had to figure it out.
That's right.
But we did.
But we did. I think
on dial-up. That's our generation.
What was the dial-up sound?
What was
remember
it?
This? What was the sound? Like what made the sound?
Oh, like, not what is it. You remember the sound, but what made it.
Like, yeah, we all know the sound.
Right.
Let's all, look. You remember the sound?
Right.
It's like.
Is that it? Okay. Yeah, it was a very. It was a very uninviting sound. Uninviting.
And then you get on the phone in the other room. And it's
just.
Fuck, Dad.
My mom would like. She would literally answer the phone, and she'd be like, "Jonas, like she's talking through the static. She's like, Jonas, get off! I'm trying to call Haiti. I'm like,
Jonas, I'm stuck no.
in the TV.
Get the new AOL disc, Jonas. You're gonna have to code me out.
You turn on the TV. She's in there. She's Jonas. Mom, I'm going to Blockbuster right now.
you grab the remote and just turn it off. Finally.
Finally. Capturing the TV.
Oh, man, dude.
Man, good times.
China. Oh, man. That
good
was,
times.
That was the best. Alan, you were saying that you had like 4 or 5 discs per update.
I used to get a Net Zero.
They offer you a proud sponsor of the Papaya Night. Yeah. Net Zero.
Yeah.
You get 10 free hours on each disc.
Right. You put the cap on it immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, listen, you're not going to need more than this.
Yeah.
Also, we only have the capability for just this amount.
Well, that was, I never paid anything using those CDs.
You see, AOL was unlimited. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but so Netgear, you would have to, so would you, you would get multiple discs?
Multiple discs, and they'll give you 10 free hours. In exchange, you have a little banner at the bottom. Mm. And they never loaded up anything. It was like white. I think they could never sell ads or something.
We'll just keep this here for when all the ad money rolls in. Dude, wait, would you ever be in the middle of a chat and then run out of hours?
Yeah, I'd run out.
Oh my God.
That happened.
You know, you were trying to flirt on like chat.
Oh yeah.
Like, if you ran out of juice.
Yeah.
That was big.
AIM was huge because AIM, you had the profile. You know, and if you were dating somebody, you had to be like in your profile. You know, you had to be like, you know, less than three.
Did you have AIM on your phone?
No.
Wow. No.
Really?
Damn.
I had like the Sidekick.
Oh, you were living in the future, bro.
One of those guys?
Yeah. I was one of those guys. I had one for no reason though.
Yeah, but it like kind of fits your vibe.
I'm a Sidekick guy?
Yeah.
You like think I was a Sidekick guy back?
Just 2000s? Like, you know, you just like, you know, but right. Then you also a text and like. Yeah. There's something with the Sidekick that was real, like, I don't know. It was just
nice. It was smooth. You remember the Sidekick, yeah. Dude, Allen?
Flipped the
monitor. It was just smooth. Right.
Like a mini Game Boy.
I mean, it was the shit back then. Sidekick. That was the
It
shit.
Was the yeah. drug dealer's choice of phone.
Didn't they advertise it to black people specifically?
It worked. I got it. I got it. I had two of them, actually. I had two.
You had two Sidekicks.
Yeah, two Sidekicks.
I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was.
Okay.
Yeah. Good times.
Dude. You didn't want to tie up the line in the first one?
Yeah. It was, you know, they were really nice, productive phones.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. They flipped over.
Okay. So I'm going to.
Tell me you were a Bluetooth guy, too.
I wasn't on it like that. I was missing Bluetooth.
Dude, you're the Bluetooth with the fucking stamp.
So here's the thing, right? So when we have these conversations, I always wonder, you know, nobody was obviously using Apple back then.
No. Oh my God, yo. That's right. Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, so this ad, this T-Mobile.
I'm sorry, guys. Neil is literally watching a video while we're talking.
Jeffrey Tambor. Burt Reynolds, Paris Hilton, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So definitely not black. But then.
Big Boy.
Is that Big Boy?
That's Big Boy. Yeah, Big Boy was big.
And then Snoop.
That's Snoop. Was this a Super Bowl commercial?
It looks like. It must be. So you know what? They advertised it to everybody.
Wow. Right. They did.
But anyway. Yeah. So sorry, I interrupted
you. No, you're
that
good.
That commercial is a carousel of just legends.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, come on. You affect a broad range of people here.
That's true.
Snoop Dogg has one. I gotta get one.
What? So that was your first phone?
No, my first phone. Oh man, y'all remember your first phones?
I do, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first phone was the LG Chocolate.
Wow, dude.
Yeah,
with the wheel.
Yeah. My grandma got it for me. It was my first phone ever.
Black one?
Yeah, blue the black one? One. The black one with the red buttons.
That one they definitely advertised to black people.
Yeah. You know, really heavy on the promotion right around February. Right around February. They really doubled down.
The FUBU LG Chocolate.
The MLK Chocolate.
I had a dream that my phone would have a wheel.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
The clock runs 12 minutes slow.
Man, you know, it still ran on dial-up. Yeah, right. Still ran hard.
Put the AOL discs inside. Yeah.
Crushing them. Just crush. Pushing a little powder and then put it right in.
And then you could flip the powder. Right. Sell that shit. We call it Tron. We sell a Tron out here.
Move it, baby. What was yours?
My first phone was the Kia Sierra. You know, it's just a little simple phone, yeah, you know, yeah. Like I remember my dad.
Sierra.
You remember those?
That name in forever.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That was like the one where you could pull off the bumper around the screen and like, you know, you could get different color bumpers.
Can you show it to me? I don't know what it looks like.
Kia Sierra, that like also resonates with me with like Ericsson. You remember that was like a phone?
Ericsson was a phone.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, do not tell me it is one of those phones.
It is.
It's literally the terrorist choice of. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure after 9/11 they threw that phone away. I'm pretty sure.
You know, now that you mentioned it, we did get this phone in a cave. Wasn't a Verizon store, it was on the Horizon store.
I'm pretty confident.
The number they gave me was 1515. That's ISIS. Is that clear? Okay.
You got to think about it too much.
That's a bad one. This was it. It was this one right here.
Yeah.
The Kia Sierra Phantom, dude.
AKA the school shooter.
This is the school shooter one. But listen, man, if you're hijacking a plane, you don't have time to fucking flip down a phone or flip it up. No. It's just straight. Yes. Go.
Yeah.
Stop.
Go. Yeah, imagine if the terrorists had sidekicks.
Just messaging.
Right.
Yeah. So are you still at the front of the plane?
I saw Snoop Dogg use this.
You see Jeffrey Tambor's like, yeah.
It was a commercial.
Is this the new Sidekick ad? Just start in on an airplane.
Yeah.
Just two guys sitting next to each other, you know. My mouth is so dry.
What is this, Emirates? This is an Emirates flight?
Emirates, yo. Shit. Anyway, man, the Sidekick.
Yeah,
the jihad phone, but it is like 100%. That's so funny, yeah. But dude, that was the first. You know, you had to do the T9 texting. You know, remember those days?
The T9.
I did ABC for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's like, you know, you got ABC on 2, DEF on 3, so on and so on. Mm-hmm. So, and you would like, if you wanted to type a F, you'd have to hit that three times. I was doing that for a long time, you know, like Morse code.
Really?
But then I got the T9, and T9 was, that was crazy. That changed the game a lot.
You get a lot of puss then, huh?
A lot of missions.
Yeah.
A lot of missions for the old terrorist org. Kyocera is a terrorist phone. That's so funny. God damn. It really is, man. They actually just gave us the phone for free. Walked in the store like, you guys need this.
Well, it was weird. It was weird when I got the, because it was a big deal to me. You know, first of all, we were the last people.
Same, like, dude. Same.
In my whole class to get. My parents were against it.
Yeah. And then
my grandma was like, "Yo, I'll buy it."
Yeah.
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 You gotta as immigrants, you want nothing tracking you.
No.
You just want clean landline.
Yeah.
You're not sending emails or nothing. Right. You know. So this is a scary front.
Were your parents always paranoid about the government like tracking you?
Not so much.
My parents were super paranoid. Dude, they wouldn't let me do like fingerprint because they were scared. Damn. Like the school.
Wow.
Yeah, they were just like,
your fingerprints would be on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom, I was telling my mom, like, you know, they didn't want us to do like fingerprint. My mom was like, just use your big toe. Like, don't
use
give
your
him.
Big toe.
She was like, don't give him your real fingerprints. Yeah. She was like, watch us. Like, nobody's using a real. Like, yeah, it was a big thing to her.
That's actually how you got placed in the MoMA, right? Yeah. The big toe paintings of Jonas Prison Dude.
Yeah, dude, it was unnatural. They go for a lot right now. Yeah. They go for a lot
on OnlyFans.
What'd you do on Thanksgiving where you have to do those hand turkeys? Yeah. We
just use latex gloves. That's literally how my mom did it. I was like, I wanted to do one so bad.
It's the OJ turkey. The OJ.
She made sure like the glove was like two sizes smaller. She was in case. She was.
The jive turkey.
Oh man, we're supposed to get into some news, aren't we?
We are. But you know, we went down memory lane there.
We sure did.
Speaking of memory lane, the white Democrats are back. They're back in power. They're back. Right. You know, people are happy. I did a little experiment. You know, the last few days. You know, since the Democrats are back in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, Pi and I, we take no political affiliation whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So I was walking around.
Until one of them pay us.
Whatever the money's at.
Republican, it doesn't matter. I'll, like, whatever.
Green Party.
Yeah.
Fucking Tea Party.
Right. Neil will wear all the t-shirts.
Yeah. I will.
Yes.
So I've been walking around. I take walks around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I say hi. So I'm saying hi to all the white people I pass.
Yeah.
Just hello, you know, friendly. Hey.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when I walked, 6 white people, mm-hmm. only one person said hi back.
Wow.
So that's how I know, you know, that now we're back to the other whites that's like, I don't have to, there's no niceties anymore. Like, none of the actual niceness.
Yeah.
It's like, we saved your asses. You know what I mean? It's like, we've done it. You know,
right.
The good whites are back in charge. And then that made me think, okay, are there only 2 white Americas? The ones that want to make you, the ones that want to enslave you, mm-hmm. and then the ones that want to save you.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Right?
Oh,
damn. Does that hit? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And both are not good. Like, no white person just wants to just let you be and live and let be live, whatever. I'm genuinely right. Happy for your success.
Right.
Minus friends and shit, you know, right?
Right, right,
but
right.
Just like as a society, white society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that bothers me.
Well, so you don't think they just don't want to let you be? Like, they don't want to.
Yeah, there's always some way our race plays into it.
Yeah, so you have to understand the eventual goal is to eventually conquer you. You understand? Whether you want to realize it or not.
Right.
Yeah, that's the goal, to eventually own, you know. Just that's what it is, man.
That's in the bones of white people. Like, I don't understand that about white people.
Yeah.
And listen, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. brown people had slaves, black people had slaves. But yeah. You know, the most recent.
Right.
And, you know, like, just the most recent history, modern history, mm-hmm. it has been the whites who have been enslaved. And I don't know.
You know, slavery is, like, still a real thing going on.
Yeah.
I went on YouTube, and there was like, parts of Africa. Like,
well, they've got...
Modern, like, 2000, like... Like 2000, like putting in like boats of slaves, yeah, very disturbing.
What?
Yeah,
boats.
Yeah, but I mean, the conditions on there were much better than before. Like, they weren't.
it's a princess cruise line.
They got Wi-Fi.
They're on their LG chocolate.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe
I cannot wait to get where we're going.
Yeah. Complaining about it.
Yeah.
Live tweeting him the event. Yeah. I can't believe I got caught.
Talk.
They're all on Snapchat.
Yeah,
so there's no record of them.
Yeah, nah, they got rights now, dog. Like, they got rights. They could, you know. I mean, that's a legit thing. A legit concern. So do you feel like it's, you know? So what do you feel? Like, you think it's gonna be a thing where, like, Joe Biden is eventually gonna come out and be like, "Psych," and, you know, like.
I mean, that's the thing. It's just like, at the end of the day, like, white dominance in this country. Talk about this country. Yeah. White dominance is still the end game for white people. Now, whether they want to include people of color in that or not, mm-hmm. it remains to be seen.
Right.
But either way, they I don't think they really want us. This is how I feel. I just don't think the actual power structures at play here,
mm-hmm.
which are white, predominantly white,
right.
they don't want us actually to get a piece of it.
Correct. See, this is a hard conversation for me to have, because I you know, there's a lot of white women I've slept with who've watched this. And, and you know, and, you know,
all our audience.
Right, you know. So, that's
how you doing, Carol? you probably sleep with white men that are like, Jonas, I put the care in Karen. that's
like, they're that loving.
Yeah, like, you know, they cook you a meal. Like, yeah. I imagine a large Italian woman want to sleep with you.
Do you incorporate the white woman with that white male, end goal as well? Like, do you guys do that when you think about dominance?
So it's interesting. I guess so. I mean, there are women that help it, and there are women that are actively trying to not
for sure
to dismantle it. Which is
right. a lot of female writers. There were a lot of female writers.
I think a woman takes you out of it. I think it is like a white patriarch society. Like, but white women need to, you know, they need to stop fucking white guys.
What? Like, look, you think that's the solution?
Look, you can't get their money. Clearly,
no. That's gonna make them hate us more. Take it from a black guy.
That's a good point. It's a good ass point. You know,
yeah.
You know what? Maybe white women are saving us. All right. New change. White women fuck more white men. Wait, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know when you said it, I was like,
right. That's not right. That's not right.
I was like.
All right, how about this? Love who you want. Okay, right. That's really how we feel. You
how about
know?
This?
Love
all white women sleep with Alan. How about this?
Sleep except for Carol.
She's mine.
But anyway, so okay, so we got this new president. You know, we're in the saddle again. Mm-hmm. But Trump, and I'm glad you know he's gone. I think it's gonna be good for all of us. He on his way out sprayed the shotguns of his power all over the place.
Absolutely.
Just a full 9-gauge into the throats of our system.
Yeah.
Jonas, you wanna explain this little thing or?
Yeah. We talking about Doomsday Donald, right?
Doomsday. Delirious Donald.
Delirious Donald.
Just on the last day, bro. You ever been like you ever going to work knowing you're gonna get fired that day?
Absolutely.
You know,
I've also walked in knowing I was gonna quit too.
Right. Mm. So
yeah,
that is either an empowering feeling or he's probably relieved, yo.
You think so?
He's probably relieved.
Oh no, he really wanted it. You don't think so?
I don't think he did because he wasn't planning to win the first time.
No, and he wasn't. He and, you know, it's crazy. Like he's 4 years in there. He was not even in the White House like that.
No, he was at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, the beginning he was just like he just stayed at Trump Tower, and then people had to like force him to go to the White House,
right?
Because it was a downgrade for him. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey man, you're the president. You gotta get off your gold toilet, go to the White House,
right? Yeah.
And then he's there, and it's like all these riots are happening, and he's like in Florida in Mar-a-Lago, right, dude,
watch party.
Yeah, dude, just having a watch party.
So anyway, this motherfucker on the last day, he decided to pardon. What was the number? 70 people?
74 people.
He pardoned 74 people.
Right.
And Jonas, do you want to go through some of these? I've got a list here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we just want to go to the most important ones.
There's Steve Bannon.
Mm-hmm. But most importantly, Kodak Black. Now, the streets have been waiting for a long time. And I'm really happy that Donald listened to the streets because they've been talking. Free Kodak. And he did that. You understand? And it puts me in a weird position with the man.
Now, do you know why Kodak Black needed the pardon?
Yes.
Okay. You want to talk about that?
You know, I don't want to discuss his charges. I want to discuss his character as a person.
You're like his lawyer. I want to discuss his character.
I really want to discuss. We don't need to be discussing, you know, things like, you know, these are all, you know, it's in court. You understand? He's past that now. He's done his time, it's time for him to come home.
Okay, so real quick, just for context, he was sentenced to 46 months in federal prison on weapons charges, admitting in 2019 that he falsified information on federal forms to buy 4 R-arms. He obtained 3 guns, 9mm, 380 caliber handgun, a semi-automatic mini Draco weapon. Mm-hmm. He received a pardon.
Right.
Okay, so I honestly, that's a pretty low crime.
Low crime. And you know what? Owning some guns, you know, illegally,
it's
doesn't make
as
it.
Fuck, yo.
Right.
Wait, do we know why Kodak Black specifically? Like, has he reached out to Trump or has
spoke at a, he did a convention, right?
Yeah.
He did a rally. Kodak Black performed at a rally.
He did? I thought he was in jail during that.
No, I don't know if he... No. He's been locked up. I don't know if he did.
It was 2019 when he went to jail, so...
Yeah, I don't know if he did no rally.
Because, like, why not, like, a Bobby Shmurda or something? Like, why Kodak Black did
he... Yeah, that's a...
Who advocated for him? Or do you think the Donald listens to him?
Man, I don't know. Let me see here.
You think he's a Kodak Black fan?
I think he is. I think he is. He lives in Florida. He knows the culture.
Maybe a Florida connection.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The White House's praises philanthropic work. Quote, Black is a prominent artist and community leader. He has committed to supporting a variety of charitable efforts, such as providing educational resources to students and families of fallen law enforcement officers and the underprivileged. He has also paid for notebooks of school children, provided funding and supplies to daycare centers, provided food for the hungry, and annually provides underprivileged children during Christmas. Wow. Right. He gave $50,000 to COVID-hit small-town businesses in his Florida hometown.
Look at this.
Okay.
I mean, this guy's great. Now,
right. And all we have to do for all this is just let him have a couple rifles. There's nothing wrong. Man,
let this guy keep
something. That's what I'm saying. You understand?
He's protecting himself. It's the Second Amendment.
Thank you.
Now, listen. Here's what he does need a pardon for. His real name. Do you know his real name? Do you know what his real name is? Bill Capri.
Kodak
Black's name is Bill Capri.
Really?
I thought it was going to be Bill Black.
Literally, it's the whitest name possible.
Really?
Bill.
Wow. Bill Capri.
Capri.
Oh, no.
The pants.
No, he
That is the whitest.
That's the whitest pants.
He changed it legally. He legally changed his name.
He better have.
Yeah.
But his real name is Bill K. Capri.
No, he changed it to Bill Capri.
I don't think he did.
He changed it to Bill
Capri? Yeah, he did.
Why would he change it to Bill Capri?
He changed it to Kodak Black.
He changed his real name. No, he did not change.
Listen, I'm going to find out his real name. Wikipedia has the answer.
Okay, before the name change. Because he is Haitian. He is Haitian.
No, so he's okay. Okay. So he changed his name to Bill Capri.
Yeah.
From his original born given name, Diusen Octave.
Okay.
Last name was Octave?
His last name.
Family of singers?
It all makes sense now.
His last name is a button on the saxophone?
His last name is an interval.
It's an interval.
So wait, say it again.
Diusen. Mm-hmm. Diusen. Mm-hmm. Diusen.
Yeah.
Diusen Octave.
Yes. That sounds like Diusen, I get a Haitian mom.
Do you think he cried like
His mom was like, "That's perfect."
And his sister's name is Sarah Fourth.
Trouble Kirk.
Danny Minor Third. And so he's from Pompano Beach in Florida. Have you been there?
Yes, I've been
Pompano.
Yep, I've been there, dude. That's not far off. So Kodak was weird, man. He was rapping for a really long time. Mm. Like there were like videos of him as like an 11, 12 year old, like lyrical, like prodigy, like really nice. Mm-hmm. Before the dreads, and like he was just like the best rapper, like lyrically. That's what put Pitbull was the same thing. Like these guys were like lyrical dudes before. What? Yeah, you would see him around and. You know, it was just like, you know, so it was same thing like that. You know, you meet a lot of these guys coming up. Rick Ross was another one, too.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, you just see it's Florida. You really just see these guys, well, you know, coming up.
People are out in Florida, man.
Yeah, you got to be out and about.
Trump also pardoned Brian Simmons, who had a 15-year sentence for a nonviolent conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana.
Right.
Wow.
So we got that. How about Lil Wayne?
He got Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Let me see some real estate fraud here. I'm seeing a lot of. I was looking for an Indian.
He did release one.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Which Indian?
Yeah, I don't know, but I tell you what, he did some kind of Medicare fraud.
Yeah, that sounds right. Sounds about right. Carter, okay, was granted a pardon. He pleaded guilty in December to a federal weapons charge after he carried a handgun from California to Florida on his private jet. Due to past felony convictions, he is barred under federal law for possessing firearms. Mm-hmm. Charge carries a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. Carter has frequently expressed support for Trump, and then they met, and so he granted his pardon, dude.
You know,
wow.
You know, Black people got to start registering these guns. you know, we got to, like, I can't believe that's literally the only thing holding us back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, y'all, I mean,
I don't know what it is. Why won't we register? I don't own one.
It's just not sexy to register a gun.
Right. It gotta be
the least sexiest thing you could do with it.
Like, right, and you're gonna go into like a Cabela's or whatever, a Bed Bath, or what is it, Big Fish, Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah, Big Five.
Big Five, and like register your
gun.
Get
some terrible shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Buy a registered gun.
Get some Fila.
Oh, man.
What? Oh, okay, so the Indian he pardoned.
Yes.
Is Dinesh D'Souza.
I knew there was a brown guy.
Do you guys know who that is? I guess, okay, so.
Are you guys related?
Jesus Christ.
I thought.
Yeah, we both got the Kia Sierras. Jesus. Let's see, dude. Let's see. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara led an investigation on D'Souza, who was charged with using straw donors to illegally funnel $20,000 to the 2012 Senate campaign of New York Republican Wendy Long.
Okay,
that's some white
very crime.
That's small time crime.
Yeah, money funneling. Okay.
Come on.
But you know that is the one thing I do like about the Indian crooks. It's like it's always going to be something top notch, white collar, super brilliant. Mm-hmm. They've usually gotten away with it for a really long time
in America.
In America,
because in India, people slice you up, man.
Oh really?
You get cut with fucking swords. Oh, it's brutal.
Really?
In India, but yeah, Indians in here. Yeah, we're doing some computer ass crime. Like,
so how come we get away with it? Is it just because like they care to know more about computers than we do?
What do you mean?
Like you're saying. So if those Indian crooks were committing those crimes in India, you're saying they would not get away with it,
right,
as much as they do in America?
Because you see, in India, the strongest people there are Indians. Like Indians are the biggest people there.
They're also the only people
they're
there.
They're the only people there.
Okay.
Right? So they're the biggest.
Yeah.
So you can run up on somebody and steal some shit from them, right?
Oh, my God, dude.
But there's no Indian in America mugging.
Right.
Like a huge black dude or something.
Right.
Or even a white guy stronger. Like a Mexican. We're not robbing anybody.
Right.
So now we got to go in, you know, we got funnel money, you know, all this kind of white collar crime stuff. But I think that's the reason.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah. I think
I don't feel like you're going to work that hard to come into America just to like mug some. You know, you know, you waited a long time for this.
Yeah. We want to write that off. Put in a back tax, you know.
Come on.
Have it in some, what do you call those? Shell operations.
Shell operations.
Yeah. You know.
That's a great
idea. I just looked it up. I thought for pardons, I guess I was mistaken. I always thought it was like you had to be in jail. He was just on probation.
Yeah, a lot of these people weren't in jail. I think they were just charged with something.
Oh, right. I didn't even know that freaking covers that.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
So, you know, let's talk about there are the people that he did pardon, and then there are the people that he didn't pardon, namely one man, the star of the beginning of our quarantine lives,
right,
Mr. Joe Exotic,
right,
did not receive a pardon.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Did that surprise you guys?
I'm very surprised. I don't see why not.
Why would he? Yeah, why would he not?
I don't know. I'm curious as to what the crime was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'd be a bad look, but like
the crimes Joe Exotic did.
Yeah, like what would he need to get pardoned for?
I think attempted murder.
Yes, it is attempted murder. That's right.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
He was accused of hiring a hitman to kill somebody.
Carole Baskin.
Shit, for real.
Yes, yes. Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, plotting to kill and for animal cruelty. That's why he can part. It's too much tape.
It's too much, yeah. Too much. It's a whole documentary. It's a whole documentary.
On Joe Exotic. Right. Even someone as dumb as Trump was like, yeah, I can't do this. flipping this one. He's the master of the flip. He on a bus said, I'll grab him by the pussy. Flip that somehow.
Yeah, no.
This one, he was like, nah, it's too much.
I think he just ran out of flips by the time he got to Joe. He's like, I'm out of flips.
Maybe he, and he also just hates people named Joe now. Dude,
Joe. What about Joe? No.
Joe Exotic? No.
No.
Joe Nass? No.
No.
Joe Nass. Dude, Trump wouldn't pardon you, bro.
No, he wouldn't. Oh, he wouldn't. I understand that, though, man. Yeah. I understand.
So Joe's gonna be in jail, man.
Yeah.
Carole Baskin really won that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She really, and she got Dancing with the Stars.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. He is vaccinated, everybody. He is vaccinated. Vaccinated.
Man. Dude, I tell you, so when I got vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
I made the mistake because I had to fly back to Iowa to get vaccinated. That's right. Where I'm employed.
Right.
I made the mistake of sneezing at the gate. Did I not tell you this?
No, you did not.
Okay. I made the mistake of sneezing at the gate. In mm-hmm. my mask, you mm-hmm. know.
See, first of all, right there, that's where you fucked up. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. So, we get on the plane. Everybody's boarding, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sniffling, but I don't sneeze again, right?
Yeah.
Get on the plane. We're sitting there. We're like kind of just waiting. They're not doing the announcements. They're not really checking the things. And I'm like, this is kind of weird. Whatever. Maybe they're doing something outside. Then a Nigerian dude in a vest. Orange vest, like Delta orange vest. So he's like, can you get off the plane? I'm like, what? Yeah, we need you to get off the plane. I'm like, okay. Maybe I have a few questions. The guy takes me outside and he goes, we've received a complaint. Somebody's uncomfortable with the fact that you're on the plane because you sneezed at the gate. Do you have COVID?
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I'm fine. Like, I got tested before this trip.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And then the flight attendants both look at, you know, they're like, we're so sorry. Like, this is fucking. So I walk back, white lady with her
this
daughter.
Is a Nigerian dude who tried you like this.
He did. Wow. But that's how I also knew, like, I could look him in the eye.
Right.
It would be understood. Like, yeah. We're both not going to let this white lady win. Okay. I even gave him a quick, like, wink because I did have COVID. He's like, I understand. Yeah. He was for the cause. So anyway. So then this lady is behind me. She turns out she's two rows behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flight attendants go, they talk to her, and they're like, hey, you know, he's fine. We're both okay. We're all okay with it. And she's just like, bah, 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 bah. I don't feel comfortable. And they're like, we can put you on a different flight. Like, no, I shouldn't have to get off a flight. Blah, blah, blah. And then a white guy, to his credit, next to me in front of her mm-hmm. on the other side of the aisle is like, well, he hasn't sneezed in 30 minutes, so maybe you could just wrap it up. And then I just take my headphones like this, and I just sit there. And eventually we take off. Flight's fine. I don't sneeze or anything, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't like look at her daughter or anything. I so wanted to just like turn around and look at the kid, just like dead, just stare at the kid, you know, maybe scared or something. And we get off the plane. We're in Phoenix. We land. Mm-hmm. We get off the plane. I walk out of the gate. I turn left. It turns out I got to go right. So I turn back around. And then she is complaining to the gate agents in Phoenix.
What? Wow. Really trying to get you.
Just really. It's like.
She took this complaint across state lines?
Oh, wow. And like, what's the new. What are the new people going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll retroactively like.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll make this guy. Right. We'll fly him back.
Yeah, we'll put him on the plane. He has to go all the way back.
Right. Right. You see, this is a problem with white complaints.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's no solution to it. It's like you want to make noise just to make noise, but it's like, what do you want them to do? We're here.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's just I need you to know how I feel.
Right.
There's no logic. There's no end game.
Right.
But I'm feeling.
This is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Particularly
and
white
I
women.
And I just can't swallow that and just sit there.
Right. And you know what? And the only kind of people who can kill that kind mm-hmm. of is a white man. A white man.
The balance of the ecosystem.
I'm telling you, a white man can kill a white woman's complaint like nothing before.
That's so true, man.
You know? Hey, he hasn't sneezed in 30 minutes. That's, you know, that's the end of it for the rest of the flight.
That was it. And if I would have said that. You know, it wouldn't have hit as hard.
No. It's also your voice. You just wouldn't it would have sounded.
Excuse me, I haven't sneezed in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The daughter just slaps me.
She gets.
Nigerian guys, ooh. Oh.
Dude, honestly, I thought the Nigerian guy was going to pull you aside and be like. I am the captain now. I thought it was, oh shit.
I was like, that's all he said.
Delta best on.
Pulls you aside. The captain is in the cockpit. They're both dead. Jesus.
Oh my god. Tom Hanks is there. Still got COVID.
Right. Yeah.
So funny, just like, just pulling me off the plane no, just, to tell yeah. me that. There's something so funny about that to me. Right. He holds it together. I need you to get off the plane. I have a few questions for you.
Right. Well, there's
I'm the captain now, and I don't want to hijack it if you have COVID. No, so you got COVID, you got to tell me.
Because
okay?
I always have that thought, right? Like, okay, if Al Qaeda or ISIS, right, were to hijack another plane,
yeah.
would they look out for the other brown people? You understand? Before the plane took off, is there something they would do? You understand? Like,
what could you do? Just give them like a parachute?
Yeah, look, you know, slip them a note, you know. In Arabic, some shit like
at the beginning of the, before the flight happens.
Yeah, or like maybe they're just, you know, in the waiting area. They're just looking around, mm. you know, they couple brought, they see you, they might pull you aside. And then you tell them you're Indian. No, right, right. No.
I pull out the kiosk. We know you. Yes.
The burners.
Oh, you have the red bumper.
Same color bumpers.
My homie Jasar painted this. Look at this.
We are bumper buddies.
We will not do the 9/11
Dude. Alan,
the ad for Kyocera.
Yeah.
Kyocera stopped 9/11.
They ever want to bring it back?
Yeah.
They bring back the Kyo Soul Mouse.
Dude, that, I mean, yeah. They probably won't, but it'd be nice to think that they would.
Yeah. You know what? If you know, I want to know if they redid it and it was a good phone. I would be down for it. Mm. I think honestly, that's probably the only phone Joe can use in jail right now. You know,
Joe Exotic's got it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he got a Kia.
Poor Joe. So
an LG chocolate is too nice for jail.
Way too nice for jail. That's crazy. You are getting mugged if you have the LG chocolate. You strutting there with the LG chocolate. That is.
That's a booty rape rob. That's a booty rate rock. You asking for it.
The wheel's gonna be your asshole.
Neil, I have a question.
Yo.
Say they listen to this lady's complaint.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And then you get sent immediately to jail.
Right.
Would you reach out to Trump for a pardon?
It's a great question.
Would you, you know,
not have to,
put
yeah.
aside your values?
Yeah.
And, you know, kiss some ass over here.
100%. 100%, dude. 100%. You'd have to do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to do it. Now, mm-hmm. Am I on the same level as a Kodak? No.
Right.
Now, right? Because then the consequence is that it's just me and Joe Exotic that haven't gotten pardoned. That's not a good group to be in.
Right.
Not a good group to be in. Not a good
parent. You and Joe?
You know, the headline doesn't read well.
Right.
Joe Exotic does not receive pardon. Also, Indian man.
Also, Indian man.
Does not as well. I don't know.
I mean, but that was literally the... Well, it wasn't the headline, but the headline was that he actually had a limo waiting outside for him.
Yeah, that's right. Assuming that it was going to be there.
Right. Assuming. That's white privilege. That's white privilege. But in his case, it's justified. If I was Joe, yeah. I would expect someone like Trump to look out for me.
Yeah, you really think it's like, oh, we're the same dragon energy or whatever. But like, yeah, man, it's too much
same dragon. Yeah.
Too much tape on Joe.
Yeah.
Dude, if I was Joe, I'd walk up to Trump and be like, come on, Doc.
Get his orange.
That's probably all his lawyer did. But yeah, so that was the thing. You have the limo out there. No one thinks about that limo driver.
No.
Do you think he knew he was picking up Joe?
No, it's the Delta guy from the plane. It's the Nigerian dude. No, I'm not the captain.
Just drives him. Just
damn it, Joe.
Damn it, Joe.
Got the hiccups now, man.
So, you think Trump hates all Joes now?
Seems like it.
Yeah. We know that Trump didn't show up to the inauguration.
That's right.
Didn't leave him any kind words. Didn't stick around. Didn't wait for him, but he did say he left him a nice note.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said they said Trump left him a nice note in the drawer, something encouraging.
Wow.
And then 2 days later, Joe Biden's aide was like, "Hey, this COVID thing is a lot worse than we thought." He was just like, "Turns out there are no resources to get enough testing out." And I'm like, "Is that what he left in the letter?"
This thing is way beyond me, Joe. Yeah.
When he was like, "Just tag your it." Just leave.
Tag.
No take backs. Just tag. Take another plane.
See you at Epstein's this summer, Joe.
Dude, they're still going to that mansion for sure.
Oh, for 100%.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I want to go.
We want to invite.
Yeah.
One of the things that Biden did, though, I think it was a mistake from the Trump administration to here. Joe Biden got rid of the Diet Coke button.
Damn.
Didn't replace it with the Coke button, which would make sense.
Right.
Cause, yeah. Because you certainly need it.
Right.
But we're all in agreement that Diet Coke is trash.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was addicted to this stuff growing up.
You were addicted to it?
100%.
You drink Diet as a kid?
Yeah. I mean, my mom would get Diet Coke and it's like,
that Diet. Makes sense. It was always on sale.
Always on sale. Your mom would always be getting it, thinking it would make you have a diet. I'm sorry, guys. I have hiccups.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
Thinking that you... How do you get rid of hiccups?
Really? Really? You hold your breath for you're going to have to hold it for like 30 seconds.
All right, you take over, Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, what were we talking about again? What were we talking about again, Alan?
Diet Cokes?
Yes, Diet Cokes. Okay, I got you.
Okay, all right, you got
this. Yeah, just hold your... Can you hold your breath for 30 seconds?
All right.
Okay.
I want to drink some water, though.
Yeah, drink some water. Hold your breath for 30 seconds. Drink some more water. It'll go away. Take a deep breath and hold your breath. Like, cool. So, Diet Cokes. Okay. He had the Diet Coke button in there. Biggest flaw, Neil is saying, didn't replace it with the regular Coke button. Would I have done that? Probably not. I probably would have replaced it with a Hennessy button. I love Hennessy. Now,
always on call.
You got to have Henny on call. This is a new America now. Alan, what would have been your drink? What would you have replaced it with?
I don't know. I think I'd maybe go with like an iced tea or something.
Okay.
Well, what's crazy to me, why get rid of the... Because it's not like this... I don't know if they told him, it's like, hey, Joe, this button only can be used for Diet Coke. And he's like, I don't drink it, get rid of it. You know, you could probably make that button get anything. Yeah, so why not keep the button? It's not tied to Diet Coke.
Right.
Like, water?
Yeah, just put the tube to another thing. Yeah,
so I don't get that.
Just like a hug?
Yeah, you can make anything.
Maybe that's what he needs. Because here's the thing. Bill Clinton had the same button.
I know where this is going.
This is a magic. Oh, I know what this thing does.
I'm going to have to wait 15 minutes for it to press this button again.
I press it twice.
And that's the perks of being a president, though. They all get like their one super convenient thing.
Right.
My favorite thing Obama did was like put a basketball court in the White House. Yeah, that's as black as it gets. When he did that, I was like, ooh, they gonna kick him out. That's black. That's BET Chicago black. Right. Just walk in there.
Yeah, instead of water, it was strawberry Kool-Aid.
Right. Right, which is delicious.
Objectively.
Yes.
Remember those Kool-Aid jammers, bro, with the twist? Speaking of, man, they're fucking... we got a delivery.
So for the listeners who don't know, for the first 20 minutes of this podcast, Neil orders food. That's what he's doing.
Just for this one today. they're pretty adamant on getting us. This is really falling off the rails. I mean, with the hiccups. And now this.
They're distractions.
They are.
You know, they're listening right now.
Yeah, yeah. So the button. I think he should have... Wait, where were you going with it? Fuck it. What I was saying.
Yeah, you guys figured it out.
We're there. Like, the button's just... Thanks, Alan. That's ridiculous. Like,
yeah. It was weird, because when I asked Alan what his drink would be, because he was Mexican, I thought he was going to say, like, a taquito.
A taquito? I don't drink those.
You can't drink a taquito.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
You can?
I liquefied it, maybe.
Hey, you can make it a smoothie, but it'd be disgusting.
Yeah. Wait, does the button...
I have a button to liquefy a taquito and have it delivered to me.
You think mine is a samosa? Liquid samosa button?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with that really crispy, like...
Now, do you think Trump had it installed, that he had a fountain installed into the desk?
And he
could actually fill it up. Like, the button would, like, you know...
I don't even think it was a cup. I think it was a button, and he just, like... He's just like a like a fountain, like a literal.
Wow.
Like a Diet Coke fountain. Dude,
yeah, he presses a button and Edward Snowden comes in with the 2 liter.
That's where he's been.
That's where he's
in the button.
he also did not get a pardon.
No.
Edward Snowden, so.
No, how much Diet Coke do you think this guy's drinking?
This motherfucker, yeah.
You can tell.
Drinking a lot, man.
Dude, he was the only one to bring Popeyes into the White House when it was like hard to get.
Surprisingly, Obama didn't.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's Obama crazy. Couldn't get it, you know.
See, Obama was healthy though. Like he wasn't stereotypically like black unhealthy food.
Right. Well, you know, he didn't have that luxury.
Jubilee.
Right.
Shit like
that. He's the first one for us. He has to be healthy.
Yeah.
He has to be.
Nah, his picture is up at Roscoe's.
Yeah.
And there is the Obama special, which is there is the best
Obama
thing to get at
special at Roscoe's.
Great thing to get
if you're ever out here in LA. They had the I don't know, man, because when we talk about this fountain drink thing, fountain drinks were ruined. I've had a lot of jobs where you buy like the syrup itself and I've had to like hook it up to the fountain machine.
Yeah.
Completely ruined soda for me.
Yeah.
Just seeing like just how seeing the, thick like yeah. those like it's literally thicker than molasses those wow. those syrups, and it's like a bag. The bag's not even big, like it's like a bag like this big, oh just God. Full of syrup, and like that the rest is just water.
Fits between your fingers like that.
Yeah,
like thin or what?
No, like thin. Yeah, no, the bag. I mean, like in width, the width of the bag, gotcha. Not like the height of it, but like the width of it was like this thin.
Damn,
and it's just like concentrated syrup. There were employees who would like take shots of it and stuff.
Damn,
it's Florida, guys. So yeah.
But it was like taking shots of of diet Coke syrup.
Yeah, Diet Coke syrup. A lot of people don't know this, but Donald Trump has a Diet Coke fountain connected all over the world.
Apparently,
wow. So they can.
Was
come.
Sprite? Did Sprite have its own juice?
Sprite did have its own juice, didn't it?
Was it just clear?
No, it was just yeah, it was like a clear liquid molasses.
Yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was just water.
Man. Excuse me.
No, you're good. It's okay. It's okay.
Used to just drink a lot of Diet Coke, man.
Do you guys feel about like fountain drinks? Can you guys taste tap water in your fountain drinks?
No.
You guys can't? If you go to a restaurant and you can't taste, like Del Taco, they use tap water.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Can you guys taste water?
I haven't gotten soda in a long time.
Yeah.
Pop.
No, this is like juice.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. The stuff that Trump probably had was probably a little extra stuff. Little Adderall in there, you know?
Yeah.
Let's drink a little bit.
I want to drink what he's drinking.
A little Pixie Dust.
Yeah. Whatever he's on, I want it.
Dude, yeah. That stuff's keeping him alive.
Yeah. Because you think he's drinking the same Diet Coke we are?
No.
No.
Really?
No, he has a Jared Kushner come in and cry into it just to spice it up.
Dude, speaking of Coke, man, you know, the great Hank Aaron passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And they were the first ones to give him like an African American athlete
a deal.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Really?
Hank Aaron. Yeah, he was about to hit like the most home runs for the record, and they cut him a deal. There was like a documentary about how he got this deal.
Wow.
Yeah, and his manager at the time, James, I think it's like Avery or something. I forgot the guy's name.
James Avery?
Dude, this is real.
James Avery played Uncle Phil in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, it wasn't James Avery.
No, you
I forgot
got,
the name
you
of this
start
guy.
With landing the deal for Hank Aaron.
Right.
Man, hold on. Not, to act.
Hold on.
Hank
hold
was my
on.
End.
I used that money.
What's
to
the real name of this guy?
Yeah, I went to Juilliard.
What's the name of this guy?
I can't find it. But, you know, that's really interesting. So Coca-Cola, pretty progressive of them.
Yes. Very, very.
Well, he played for the Braves.
Okay, so the name of the guy is called Clarence Avon. My boss is not nowhere near close.
Yeah.
The Avon and Avery.
Kind of, but James.
It kind
of.
Yeah. Clarence Avon.
Yeah,
I would think.
And he played the dad in Family Man.
He did. A lot of people don't know that. Clarence Avon. Clarence Avon played the dad.
Great character actor.
Yeah, great Clarence. Character. So.
Yale drama, I think. It's hilarious.
He goes in, he meets with the CEO of Coca-Cola in Atlanta. Fascinating story. And he goes in, he goes, hey, Hank Aaron here. you know, he's about to beat Babe Ruth's record. He was the first baseball player about to beat Babe Ruth's record.
Right, black man.
Yeah, black man. And Clarence, like, he literally tells the CEO, he goes, listen, niggas drink a lot of Coca-Cola. this is a real story. They have Hank Aaron, like, he's confirming the whole story. He was just like, yes, he walked in with me. I thought we were going to lose the deal. And the CEO of the company, like, he goes, niggas do drink a lot of Coke.
White guy?
Yes, white guy. And Hank Aaron got the first sponsored Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Yeah, Coca-Cola endorsement for a black African-American
baseball. I love it.
How could you deny a pitch like that?
Yeah. But it's crazy.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just walked in there with him. He's like, niggas drink a lot of Coke.
That's so good, dude.
Yeah. I like to imagine he has like a little poster board. He has like a whole presentation going.
Right. He's got one of those pointers.
Right. It was literally the first slide on the PowerPoint presentation. Niggas drink a lot of Coke.
That's what you see here. And that's it.
There was no pie chart. No.
The pie is just, it's a pecan pie. This is for next quarter.
Right. Niggas do love pecan pie. Niggas also do love pecan pie.
They don't like.
What?
In Egypt. There's some cakes that they don't like in Egypt.
Right. And Egyptians are technically black.
Yes.
They are black.
They are black.
Yeah. Even the white ones.
The white ones. But there's a movement now. There's a movement now by the Egyptian government to control public morality, is what they're calling it. Mm-hmm. So they've like kind of they've arrested some TikTok people, women particularly.
Excellent. Good job. We here at the podcast, we support. We here at Papaya 9, we support the incarceration of any women with ideas.
Those are the words of Jonas Presidio. Do not reflect the podcast or anyone else involved.
The Egyptian government, they're proud sponsors. Okay, go ahead.
Also, okay. How they got? They arrested some TikTok stars. Some people documenting. Mm-hmm. There was somebody a pastry chef that had penis on some penis cupcakes, mm-hmm. which is a very fun white thing. And you know they had a sporting club in Cairo, mm-hmm. but the pastry chef got arrested. And the footage was taken on some phones, and that's how the government saw it, which was crazy because I don't know Kyocera's could take such good video. Oh, God, dude.
Okay, so she was arrested.
She was arrested, but she's let out on bail of 233 euros.
This is a very good warning for all bachelorette parties. You know... We need them in comedy clubs for sure. A lot of bachelorette parties in comedy clubs.
What?
Yeah. A lot of bachelorette parties in comedy clubs. And they have to be arrested. The most loud, obnoxious. There's always a penis straw.
Yes.
There's security outside. I don't know how they got it in there. But there's penis straws. Right. And her penalty would have been worse had she had more penis paraphernalia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Wow.
These were just cookies, right?
These were cupcakes, yes.
Cupcakes? Would you have tried it?
Yeah, it's a cupcake.
Homosexual. You know what? You know what? In all fairness, I probably would have tried it too.
You would have gone balls first.
Honestly, I would have ate the tip first.
Jonas, why are you eating it so slowly? Yeah. I just want to leave. Trying to get the flavor.
You know what she should have did? She should have filled like the pastries with like jelly.
Yeah. That's actually what the Diet Coke button does. It does just fills a penis cake up with molasses.
I mean, I wish I knew it was good. You know, because I think if they were good enough, she would have gotten away with it. If they were good enough,
they didn't taste good.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the government like okay. Let's taste them first. Because the visual that was upsetting for them.
Right.
But how funny would that be?
So she just got a fine. She didn't get any.
She was arrested and then, yeah, got bailed out.
Okay, oh, who? So there could be a trial.
Wow. Could be, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what happened, dude.
Whoever,
these cakes are disgusting. The penises look good.
Yeah, the penises look, you know.
They're too white.
Do we have a picture of what the pastries look like? I would like to see her perception of what a penis looks like. Because right there, that's letting us know what an Egyptian penis looks like. I would like to know.
It is a pretty... why you want to know, huh?
I just, you know.
I'm going to guess brown.
They're pretty light. They're pretty light, though. I could imagine.
You think, Alan, you think they were all chocolate pastries?
So here they are. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like there's some butts on here, too, like butts and thongs. Oh, there's a vagina.
I like how literally some of the pictures are blurred out. Like some of the cupcakes are literally blurred out.
Blurred out the dick ones. The blurred out ones are the ones she's going to jail for. What are the ones are the penises. Acceptable?
The butts are fine. Boobs are fine. Vagina's fine. Yeah, this is a little fucked up.
So the penis is what did it.
Yeah, that's a little fucked. They're so embarrassed of their dicks, man. Like
it's an aggressive picture.
Oh, here's one. Here's one. The penis is bigger than the cupcake. That's and somebody's using a fork and knife to eat it.
Oh,
feel sorry for that woman's husband.
Damn, I'm so like curious though, like the flavors.
Yeah, I can tell you're curious. Yeah, they look good. You're curious, Jonas.
Can we get some on here on the podcast? Can we reach out to her? Have her on here?
Sure, we'll reach out to her.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. Alan, can you reach out to the Egyptian government?
I got some connections.
Yeah, some empathy ties.
And get some taquitos, too, while you're at
it. Yeah.
Drink some after.
Yeah.
Well, look, fellas, that's the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm.
So, Neil is ending this because Wingstop is here. The food got here.
Yeah, you're right.
And Neil says, this is now over.
Yeah, podcast is done. Yeah. Is done. We can enjoy ourselves. Thank you so much for tuning in to Papaya 9.
As always.
Not news. We appreciate you so much. Please comment, subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll be here next week.
Yeah.
Alan?
Woo woo.
There we go.
And that's it, baby.
Keith Sweat.